これがジャパニーズカーペトン。
おはは is right. Isn't that right, Peppa? Yes, it is. You're a good baby. Hello. Welcome. Are you ready? You're ready. You're ready to yump, kitty McGump. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, it's that time of day. Once again, Dubious Goals Committee time. Am I ready to do this? Does it matter if I'm ready? No, it doesn't make one damn difference if I'm ready or not. I've had an interesting day so far. Not that much has transpired. All I've managed to do so far is to get up really late and then eat breakfast. At the same time, more normal people are eating lunch. And then I came down here and I sat down and my sinuses started being weird and then the cat showed up. Hi, Yump.
Who's a yumpy kitty? It's you.
So I got the yumpy Mazungs sitting here in the kitty business pit. I've got some tea to my left. And what else do I have going on? That's about it. Now I'm watching my train guy again. I've got a lot to tell you about that. But first, let me tell you that... Yeah, we're not going outside or doing anything fun again today because it's like it's 1 degree below freezing. It's -1 degree. That's 29 degrees for all my American listeners. And so, yay, I still can't go outside to do anything fun like run around in the forest. So it's not spring yet, even though they're saying, oh, it's spring. No, it's not spring. I'm still freezing my ass off. Where's the damn marmots? And what else? What else was I going to rant about, Peppa? Oh, yeah. It's been over a week since the whole time changed, but I'm still all messed up by it, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't care. It just means I sleep in late. For a while. So I'm thinking maybe I don't need to take a nap this afternoon. Maybe I need to try to stay awake during that time. What the hell am I going to do? I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know, Peppa? No, you don't know. Kitties don't know what's happening.
Kitties do not know what's happening. I've got to do some stuff. I got stuff to deal with and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Wow. Good tea today. What am I drinking? I'm drinking something weird today. I'm back on the... on the Longjing. The Longqing Longjing. Oh, it's extra good. Wait, this guy put a remote control in the train track? Alright, we might as well get into this. Because I'm watching that train guy
again.
And today, he's not doing a train battle. It's some kind of like train obstacle course or train endurance test where he has set up this kind of unusual track and he's running all of his locomotives along this track to see if he can perform. And here's the remote control. Yeah, there's a part of this track that's nice and straight and then... instead of a piece of track, the locomotive is expected to run on a television's remote control. Yeah, okay, whatever. But anyway, this is what I was doing last night. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. These funny little toy, these plastic toy trains in Japan, which just reek of Tomy technology. If you're not familiar with the Tomy toy brand, I can't help you. I can't go into it. Except they're not fully Tomy anymore. They're, what are they? Takara Tomy? Tomy is Tomy. And yes, I found out that this stuff is Tomy. And how did I find this out? Okay, well, last night, I was watching one of these videos, and I caught a clue. At the end of one of the videos, there was some text up on the screen. It was some kanji and some hiragana, and then there was two words in English. Well, sort of English, or at least Japanese English. What were these words? The words were PLA and RAIL. Now, we've discussed PLA here on the Dubious Goals Committee a number of times, because PLA is the Japanese abbreviated English word for plastic. And so if you like to make plastic models, your hobby is PLAMO. PLA for plastic, MO for models. PLAMO. If you like to build Gundam models, you like Gunpla. I know what you're thinking. You think, Tobe, why isn't it Gunpla MO? Well, don't ask me. Call the Japanese. There's no explaining it. Yeah, so Gunpla doesn't mean plastic model toy guns. It means plastic robot models. Hey, one of these trains finally made it through the course. Sugoi. Subarashi. Where is that going with this? Yeah, okay, so I would normally sort of ignore anything. And I imagine somebody else might see the words PLA rail and have that be of no significance to them. However, I recognized immediately that this might be the key to what the hell's going on. So I pulled up the old search engine and I typed in PLA rail and results. Plenty of results, including the main page to explain it all from the originators, Takara Tomy. That's right, all this PLA rail stuff is Tomy. It's all 50 years old or more. You know, I thought I recognized this vibe. I thought I recognized the technology. I thought I recognized the mentality. And I know that I recognized the Zanshin of this, and I knew this was Tomy. Oh my god, I gotta buy some of this. So if you actually do a search for PLA rail, you will get the Takara Tomy page, and you'll learn all about the history of PLA rail, and there's billions of sets, and there's all these modular pieces, and you can just have all this fun, and look at how cool these trains are. Oh, and yeah, of course you can spend billions. And yeah, apparently this, you're going to think, oh, these are all toys for kids. And yeah, no. The only people I'm seeing playing with this are all people that are in their 40s or older. In other words, people who had this as kids and still think it's really cool. I never had any of this when I was a kid. Don't get me wrong, I had some Tomy stuff. JDM Tomy stuff, even. And I'm hooked. I'm taking one look at this and I'm thinking, oh my god, this is all I want. But why does it have to be trains? Could we make this cars too? But yeah, trains is fine. And you can buy all different kinds of trains. It doesn't matter. Whatever your favorite train is in real life, there is a version of this for plow rail. And don't get me wrong, these are not exactly scale models or anything like that. This is not model railroading. I'm really hard pressed to just push this off as model railroading because there's no models, but it's still awesome. And look at all these fun toys you can buy. And I bet these locomotives are easy to hack. I can bet you can put other pinion gears in there, make your Shinkansen way faster. And I've noticed, this guy, his collection, his Shinkansen locomotives are faster than, say, his locals and regionals. But, yeah, they've got no torque. They can't climb. Because this guy, he'll make little layouts that have hills, and these damn Shinkansen can't get up them. And then some tram pulls up behind them, pushes them up the hill. And then once they're up the hill, Shinkansen takes off again. And outruns the thing that was behind it. Which reminds me of something else. Since we're talking about Japan. Japan. The land of beautiful cherry blossoms. The land of delicious fish-based food dishes. And of course, the people who brought us the greatest cultural icon from the East. Godzilla. Yeah, so we have to listen to Ifukube-san's original theme music here. Yeah, Gojira desu. Gojira wa gaisuki desu. No, wait, is it Gojira ga gaisuki desu? Daisuki desu, Gojira.
I love Godzilla, right, Peppa? You don't even know who he is.
Okay, so Godzilla. The committee is aware that I love Godzilla. Ever since I was a wee little child, been a huge fan of Godzilla. And one of the most recent Godzilla movies was, of course, Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's hard to explain. The movie Shin Godzilla was directed by the same guy who directed Neon Genesis Evangelion. Okay, so, yeah, it's a spooky freaking movie. It's a mind job. And if you haven't seen this, Shin Godzilla, I highly recommend it. I mean, you might want to watch it tonight. When you get home from your work job of employment career, then watch Shin Godzilla and start to wonder what it is you're doing with your life. You've made some bad decisions. Anyway, yeah, Shin Godzilla. I've been thinking about Shin Godzilla. I want to see it again. I haven't seen it in about a year. I've only seen it a couple of times. I'm going to have to watch it again real soon. But that's when I was thinking about, I need to make a Godzilla movie. Maybe I need to make the sequel to Shin Godzilla. I want to, but you realize, of course, that this is just going to be Shinkansen Godzilla. How badly do I want to see Shinkansen Godzilla? If you're not following this joke, Shinkansen means bullet train. Okay, Shinkansen are the cool trains, right? So I'm imagining some kind of film where Godzilla has to do some traveling, and he has to, I don't know, go from the south of Japan way up to the north. And to do that, he needs to get on a Shinkansen, and so maybe he buys a ticket and sits on top of it? Or I don't know what's going to happen here. Or maybe Shinkansen Godzilla is just him picking up trains and destroying them. Because, you know, that was always one of the highlights of the earlier Godzilla films. Is, you know, he picks up a train, there's a train rolling by, and he just picks a train up and just starts swinging it around. That's dope as hell. That's scary. AF. That's terror. So maybe for some updated action, we need to see Godzilla swinging around some Shinkansen. Some fully recognizable train cars and locomotives. Like maybe, what's that one that I like so much? I don't know, but there's a lot of cool ones. That DD1. Then there's the Nex. The Nex is pretty cool. But of course, I like the one that looks like, you know, the robots from Neon Genesis Evangelion. I love NGE. And Godzilla. What do you think, Peppa? Peppa does not give a damn.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Yeah. How ultimately cool. That was, of course, the incomparable Doug Beaumier on a variety of steel guitars there, or at least two. Doing, first we heard Telstar. So awesome. And then, of course, we had to hear the Peter Gunn theme. And I don't know what that first steel he was playing was, but the second one was a Fender, and that thing breaks up. So crazy. Oh my god, I love this guy. I love his style. He is one smooth-ass melon farmer. And all I want to do is find this guy. Where the hell is he? Where the hell is this guy who is so good, but has no friends who play musical instruments because he just has to sit around in his house and play to these crappy MIDI files? Homie, Doug, if you're hearing this, email me. I will play bass for you. I can get a drummer. I know plenty of drummers. Oh, let's start a surf band. Ah, that would be so great. All right, so where are we? What are we doing? Well, we are about 22 minutes into the show, and I think it's time for some more tea. So let's pour some of the Lung Ching Long Jing into the cup and then drink it up. Oh, it's so good. I haven't had any green tea in a couple of days, in like maybe a week, because I got obsessed with drinking the pu'er, and then I had to switch off of that, so I was drinking other oolongs, and then, you know, because there was Kaohsiung days, there were at least two Chaguanyin days, and then there was the Jianhong days, and then back to the pu'er. You know, it could even be longer than a week since I've had any green tea. So yummy. All right, so what else have I been thinking about? Well, you know, just a lot of art stuff. I gotta light some fires under some people's butts, get them to do some stuff. Gotta get a hold of Doug. Where the hell is Doug? How come I haven't heard from him anyway? What else was I gonna do? Oh, I was gonna cut some mountain stencils or something. It's not that I needed mountains so much as I needed some kind of landscape. And I gotta start thinking bigger. I gotta start thinking bigger than panda shoot. I gotta start thinking bigger than conversational pink penguins. But I don't know what it is exactly I want to do, but it doesn't really matter, because we're pulling into Akihabara. Akiba! It's Electric's town. Pulling into the station. Arigato gozaimasu. Oh, Akihabara, I am so hot for you, baby.
Hot for you, baby. I'm a pickle beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht. I'm hot for you, baby. I'm a pickle beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon.
Here come the log, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. Never, I never, I never want any more.
これがジャパニーズカーペトン。
あの誰にも言わないで。
オーマイ、何故？
なんで、でもです。
あら、 What's happening?
約束できますか？
できます。でも代わりにデートしましょう。
いや、あの、それは、あの、わかりました。
ダメ。
ダメ。What do you think about that, Peppa? what do you think about これは Japanese kabedon?
Yes, your kabedon, Kitty.
I do love the kabedon.
Oh, you want to go to Japan and do some kabedons with me, kitties? Yes, your kabedon cat.
Yes, I've got this cat. That's you. You're the fluffiest kitty in all of Fluffy Kitty Land, and this cat's not going to leave me alone. And I'm starting to get hungry, but you know what I've just realized? I don't have any more bratwurst. I ate the last bratwurst yesterday, and now I don't have any more bratwurst. Am I going to go to the store just to buy some bratwurst? No. What do I have to eat instead, Peppa? What am I going to eat today? I haven't even decided. I don't even know.
I don't even know what I'm going to have for lunch.
Oh, God, you're so fluffy today. I made the mistake of starting to pet my cat. Now there's just fluff flying, and it's just all getting up in my face, because you're a fluff-faced baby. You have a fluffy face, and all your fluff ends up in my face. Damn it, I want to do some art today. I don't want to do any dumb stuff. But I don't have all the good art supplies that I need, do I? No, I need lots of paint. I need like $600 worth of spray paint. To do what, Tub? I don't know, just so I can paint some kind of giant mural. And where are you going to do this, Tub? I don't know. On the back of my garage? On my house? There's a lot of wall space on my house. I could paint something on my roof, but nobody, don't rub your face on the microphone. Okay, I gotta end this because my cat's starting to be weird. You're starting to be weird. You've been listening to the Dubious Weird Cat Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. What am I going to eat for lunch? Not a bratwurst.